faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane,
it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today we bring our story of Rufus Pelly and his attempt to sabotage the World Peace Federation to a smashing climax as a new and even more startling adventure awaits the Man of Steel.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal Dan McCullough. Say, have you noticed the way folks step lively to the breakfast table when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu? Right off, they hitch up their chairs and settle down to the business of good eating. Seems like you can hardly resist this catchy golden toasted cereal. And who wants to resist Pep's tender crispness or that light, keen sunshine flavor Pep is famous for? Every crunchy flake is full of cool come-on. Every spoonful is a rare treat in itself. Every dish of Pep with cool milk and sugar just about doubles the fun of breakfast. And don't forget, every package of Pep gives you a surprise prize. It'll be either a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 famous comic strip characters to pin on your jacket or your beanie cap, or it'll be a colored cardboard model of an Allied fighting plane, easy as a breeze to assemble. Just swap duplicates with the gang and collect all 7 model planes in the series. Or your next prize may be a full-color bird picture. There are 24 of these, each with a full description on the reverse side, so that you'll really know a thing or two about birds. So, gang, what are you waiting for? Start collecting all 3 kinds of these slick Pep prizes. Today, ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Scheming to obtain control of the Metropolis Daily Planet in order to use its pages to poison public opinion against the World Peace Federation, Rufus Pelly, a munitions magnate who profits from war, had editor Perry White and publisher John Grayson abducted. When they refused to turn over the great newspaper to him, Pelly had them tied hand and foot and placed in a rowboat to which a charge of explosives was attached. Then they were towed out to sea by a man who was ordered to destroy them. Meanwhile, on the trail of his friends, Superman, carrying Inspector Henderson, followed an underwater telephone line from a gasoline station on the mainland. As we continue now, the Man of Steel suddenly checks his flight above a moonlit island on which a magnificent estate is situated. Listen.
Private phone line goes to Inspector, that island down there.
Boy, what a layout. Acres of gardens, stables, private airport. Say, wait a minute. You know whose estate that is?
Oh, whose?
Why, that's Rufus Pelly's place. He's the multimillionaire.
He makes his money from war munitions, doesn't he?
Oh, yes, that's true.
And if the World Peace Federation brings all the nations together in friendship and understanding and so prevents future wars, Pelly will be out of business, right?
Maybe so. But you're all wrong about him where this case is concerned, I tell you.
And why does he have a private phone to Paul Brower's gas station across the bay, keeping in mind that Brower's car was used in Grayson's abduction?
I don't know. But if you think Pelly abducted White and Grayson, let's see you find him there.
They're not on the island now, but...
Certainly not. They never were here.
We'll find out. I see Pelly's up in that glass-walled turret on top of his house, so hang on, Inspector. We're going to call on him. Away!
Carrying Inspector Henderson, Superman streaks to the tip of the island, where Rufus Pelly's great stone house sprawls on the rocks above the sea. Meanwhile, 3 miles out, the sleek, powerful speedboat has throttled down. And at the moment that Hugo, Pelly's giant henchman, is about to cast off the rope attached to the rowboat in which Perry White and John Grayson sit, bound hand and foot, Henderson and Superman, again garbed in the inspector's long raincoat, and calling himself Mr. Jones, enter Rufus Pelly's glass-walled study, where the multimillionaire munitions magnate answers Superman's questions coolly.
Why, yes, Mr. Jones. I have a private telephone connection with Paul Brower's gas station on the mainland. It's very convenient when guests arrive for the island. He phones us and we send our launch for them.
Well, that sounds reasonable, Super... Jones?
Yes, if it's the truth.
Why, what do you mean, sir?
We didn't tell Brower we wanted to see you. But the moment we left, he grabbed the phone to warn you that we'd found the car in which John Grayson was abducted. and that we'd caught him in a damaging lie.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. Look, Mr. Pelley, Homer Smith works for you, doesn't he?
Homer Smith? Who's he?
The stooge for the murderous warmongers who are out to wreck the World Peace Federation. Smith blackmailed John Grayson and got himself appointed to run the Daily Planet, as you must know.
Sorry. I have never heard of him.
I think you have. I think he's your stooge.
Now, just a moment,
Jones. Hold it, Jones.
It would mean quite a lot to you. Millions, even billions of dollars, if the World Peace Federation was kicked out of the window. Wouldn't it, Mr. Pelley?
You're very impertinent. As a matter of fact, I have no quarrel at all with the Peace Federation. But you listen to me, young man. Excuse me. Come in. What is it, Marsh?
Excuse me, sir. This telephone message just came for you, sir. The party said it was very important.
I'll call him and say I'll phone in a short while, Marsh.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that paper, Marsh.
Now, wait. Don't let him have it, Marsh.
Look here, you can't do that.
Inspector, I appeal to you as...
So, you never heard of Homer Smith, eh, Pelley?
Wait a minute.
Look,
now,
Inspector, this message is from Homer Smith, giving him a number for Pelley to call at once.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. So you are mixed up in this mess, huh?
Look out, Inspector. He's got a gun.
Yes, and I know how to use it. Stand very still, gentlemen. Very still.
You'd better put that gun down, Pelley.
Not until it is spoken. Twice, Inspector. Your friend, Mr. Jones, was too clever for your good.
So, you admit you're behind the plot to sabotage the Peace Federation?
Of course. If the Peace Federation succeeds, there will be no more wars. And where would I be with my great arms and munition plants? My mines, my ships.
You filthy rat. You'd willingly drag the world into another war in order to...
Wait, Inspector, wait a minute. What did you do with Perry White and John Grayson, Pelley?
Since you're about to die, I'll tell you that, too. At any moment, you'll see an explosion directly out to sea. That will mark the end of Mr. White and Mr. Grayson.
What?
What do you mean?
They're in a rowboat equipped with one of my new weapons. A wonderful weapon controlled by a radio beam from a central control station. In this case, a motorboat. I warned you not to move.
Look out!
I shed lead, brother, but you don't shed this!
Nice going, Superman. Here, you, Marsh, or whatever your name is. Stand where you are.
Yes, sir.
Keep an eye on Pelley, Inspector. Right. I've got to go places. Through that glass wall. Out and away!
Diving through the heavy glass wall, Superman rockets out to sea, where at this moment in the speedboat, Hugo is about to press a button which will explode the rowboat and its two occupants into nothing.
There they are. That aluminum cylinder on the bow of the rowboat. I've got to grab it before it explodes. Down!
Streaking above the moonlit waters with the speed of light, Superman snatches the aluminum cylinder from the bow of the boat in which Perry White and John Grayson sit, helpless and horrified. Without pausing, the Man of Steel leaps upward, high into the dark heavens, just as the cylinder explodes in his hands with a gigantic roar.
Wow. That was a close shave. Now to pick up Mr. White and Grayson and collect that big roughneck in the speedboat and join Henderson and Pelley. Away! Well, Pelley, do you still think you can blackjack the American public into throwing out the World Peace Federation?
I'm not talking until I see my lawyer.
All the lawyers in Metropolis won't be able to save you from the chair, Mr. Rat. Well, I owe you an apology, Superman. You were right all the time, and I was wrong.
Forget it, Inspector.
And John Grayson and I owe you our lives, Superman.
I don't know how to thank you.
The pleasure was all mine, gentlemen. With Mr. Pelley out of the way, the Peace Federation will have a better chance of succeeding. And for my money, the Federation is the only means of preventing an atomic war that would mean the end of all of us.
You bet. Right.
No question of it.
Say, wait a minute. I almost forgot, Inspector. We've got to pick up Homer Smith.
I've already called headquarters and told them to trace Smith through the phone number he left for Pelley.
Oh, good. And I guess the party's over. Mr. White, I imagine you're in a hurry to write up your scoop.
Am I? And how? Oh, boy, what a scoop this is. Wait till those puffed-up reporters of mine see this.
They'll be impressed, all right. Especially Kent. Well, I'm going back to Metropolis if you want to live.
That would be wonderful.
Okay, up with you then. Goodbye, all.
Goodbye, so Superman. Well,
thanks again.
Out, up, and away!
Well, Chief.
Working pretty late, aren't you?
Oh, go away, Ken. Go away. I'm busy.
Working on the Rufus Pelly story?
You bet I am. Well, now, what do you think of the old man, Kent? I guess this proves I can still show you young pups a thing or two about reporting, eh?
Oh, sure, sure. Sit still. I'll get it.
Oh, thanks.
Hello.
Hello, is Clark Kent there, please?
Speaking. And unless I miss my guess, I'm talking to America's own Sherlock Holmes himself, my old pal, Candy Myers.
Now, cut the comedy, Kent. I'm in a rush. I just wanted to ask you if you wanted to get in on a terrific new scoop.
Do I? What's cooking, Candy?
Plenty, but plenty. Wait till you hear it.
Well, I can hardly wait. Give.
Oh, no, not over the phone. And anyhow, the pot won't boil for exactly 30 minutes. Then the lid will blow off and break this town wide open.
Hey, this sounds very interesting.
That's putting it mildly.
What is it, Kent?
It's for me, Chief. In 30 minutes, you say, Candy?
Check. Can you be at my place then?
Hey, I'll be there with bells on.
Good. And be prepared for the surprise and the story of your life, brother.
We'll be back in a moment for the dramatic climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, if you could line up all those tender flakes of Kellogg's Pep that are eaten these summer mornings, how far do you think that line would stretch? Way out beyond the horizon and then some. And if you could heap together all the good-eating fun you fellows and girls have with Pep, why, you'd practically have a mountain. Because Kellogg's Pep with cool milk and sugar is really hep when it comes to tickling your taste. Sure, those delicate whole wheat flakes are so crisp and fresh, so cool-tasting and light that, well, you just couldn't ask for a finer treat. What's more, you couldn't ask for anything finer than those swell Pep prizes. For instance, right inside your next Pep package, you may find one of a great new series of 24 bird pictures with a description on the reverse side to help you identify each of these birds wherever you see it. Or you may find an exciting colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy as anything to assemble. There are 7 model planes you can collect. Or your next Pep prize may be a bright colored comic button with a famous character straight out of the funnies. One of 18 keen buttons to wear on your beanie cap or your jacket. So hop to it, gang. Get busy collecting all 3 kinds of these wonderful prizes. Ask Mom to get you a package of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal.
15 minutes after phoning Clark Kent to come to his home, Candy Myers, the popular private detective, drives his car into the garage behind his little bungalow on the waterfront where he lives alone. As he steps from the garage into the moonlit darkness of his tiny backyard.
Okay, guys, let him have it.
Yeah. Hey, what the...
Taken by surprise as several burly figures leap at him out of the darkness, Candy Myers is knocked to his knees. He recovers, starts to fight back. Then, overpowered, he is beaten as his assailants wield blackjacks and gun butts. A moment later, Candy lies battered and still in the quiet moonlight. What is the meaning of this brutal attack on the friendly, much-loved private detective? And is he dead? We're beginning an exciting new Superman adventure, gang. And you won't want to miss a single tense minute of it. So be sure to be with us tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, famous names make history. And Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, has made history with good breakfast eating for a long time. For example, Kellogg shredded wheat. So crisp, so toasty, so delicious. Tender plump biscuits, 15 of them to a package. That's 15 biscuits crammed with their own natural nutsy flavor and made just the right size to fit the bowl. And remember, this is whole wheat, so it's good for you, too. Ask Mom for Kellogg Shredded Wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.